Tell me about the Bicentennial Arts Contest. That's something that's not happening tomorrow, but it's getting closer and closer, and we need to get people involved with it. Number one, how did you get involved with it, and tell me what's happening.
Yes, exactly. Okay, so I am on the city's Commission for the Status of Children and Youth, and I have been for a few years, and we thought, well, we want to do something cool for the Bicentennial that involves kids, of course. So we reached out to several other city commissions and also to the county with their Bicentennial Planning Committee. And we all came together and started planning this Bicentennial Arts Contest. So it's basically, in a nutshell, an arts contest for school-aged kids who live in Monroe County. And they can produce any type of artwork that they want, from poems to videos that they've created to songs or actually, you know, physical art pieces, 2D or 3D art.
Mobiles, dioramas, the like.
Exactly. You know, where it's like open to anything. We want to be as inclusive as possible. So what they have to do, though, the subject of the art must be a person from our community who is part of a minority or underrepresented group. And it could be any person, any organization within like our 200-year history. Could be somebody who's still living, if they want. Could be somebody who, you know, was in Bloomington, Monroe County, you know, 150 years ago. So they have to research a person and then create an art piece that depicts them and showcases them. So it's all about exploring our history and some of those untold stories, you know, people who you maybe never would have heard of otherwise. And then also letting kids be creative and express that in a way that they want to.
Now, we have plenty of children in this town and city. We're not lumping them all into one category and having the 7-year-olds beat the 15-year-olds, correct?
You are exactly right. Yeah. We have it broken down by sort of by grade level. So there's a category for K through 2, 3 through 6, and then middle schoolers, 7th and 8th grade, and then 9 through 12. So it's, and they have, basically, it's the same exact type of art contest, but there's a couple of different parameters for, like, the older kids have to have maybe a few different research materials that they reference. So, but it's basically, yeah, for each age group, the same type of contest. They can produce any type of artwork that they want. And so the other thing is, I know what you're thinking is, how are they going to find out about these people if they are underrepresented? That's really hard. That's a challenge to find the information.
So, that's a good point.
So we've taken a little bit of the legwork out of it. We've partnered with several different museums and libraries, Monroe County Library, Monroe County History Center, Mathers Museum, IU Archives, Wiley House Museum, and then even the Kinsey Institute. And they all have some materials on different people or organizations in the community who fit those parameters. So you just go to those locations, and they can help you sort of sift through and have some materials ready for you to look at, and then you can, you know, pick the subject matter that you want and then create the artwork.
So basically, if you don't have someone or somebody or some group in mind, all these places will help out and point you in the right direction.
Exactly. And it's pretty informal. I mean, we want the students to create the artwork, and then, you know, if it's a painting or whatever, have a little description of who it is and why you chose them and what their story is a little bit. Nothing too cumbersome, especially for the younger kids. But it gives, you know, us and the viewers an idea of, oh, this is who this person is and why they chose them. But there's also, you know, you can also look at, talk to a grandparent or look at, you know, information that's very informal that says, like, oh, this also sort of informs me of this is what, you know, the obstacles maybe that they faced in that time frame, or here's what was happening socially in that time frame, and that can help you also, you know, influence the artwork.
Julie Warren is our guest this morning. What is the official name of your commission again?
Well, it's really just a committee of people. My commission is the Commission on the Status of Children and Youth.
And now you've combined with a bunch of other commissions besides the parking folks. Don't hang out with them. Oh my, who knows what's going on over there? To put this contest together, and just like any contest, we're going to have some rules and regulations. We're going to have some deadlines to meet. What do I have to do to get involved with this? Or just walk me through that process, because we don't want this to be an arduous test of research and putting together, lumber and everything else to put one of these projects together. You can really do anything you want. When do I have to submit it?
Yes, exactly right. So the deadline for submissions is not until June 29th because we realize, like we just said, this time of year is crazy. Everyone's busy with activities. So we're just getting the word out so people can start doing the research and start thinking about it. And then, you know, and then when school's out, you still have another, you know, 29, 30 days, whatever, to spend some time on this project if you want to. But it's really easy. If you just go to the city's bicentennial page, which is bloomington.in.gov/bicentennial, there's a link on there for the contest. We have the guidelines very clearly written out. We have the resource partners listed on there, and it has information on, like, when, you know, their hours, location, when you should go, who you should ask for. All of that stuff is spelled out very clearly.
And kids will always say, since, well, you know, I have kids and you have kids about the same age, on a rainy day, this is boring. There's nothing to do. Oh, well, we've got a project for you now, so that would be a fun thing. As you mentioned, school's out, so you need something to do that first month. This could be a great, great time filler and a great educational tool. Obviously, we have all these groups, multiple groups, mm-hmm. K through 12, 3 through 6, 7 through 8, 9 through 12. The winners are going to be selected how, and the mm-hmm. we're going to put these in the Louvre. Where are we going here?
Yeah. Well, that would be really impressive. Second best option, though, here it is. It's the Monroe County History Center.
Excellent.
We will have, yes, exactly. So we will have an exhibit that will open up in late July, so right before school starts, basically, and have an opening reception and a little awards presentation, because the winners will choose three individual winners from each age group, plus a group. If you want to do it as a group, there's also one group winner in each age group. So they'll all be presented with certificates and a little prize pack, and then their artwork will be on display at like a real artist at the Monroe County History Center into November. So, like, you can go in and check it out, your family and friends. I mean, they'll be like a real artist, people going to see their artwork at the History Center, which is really cool. So, you know, I feel like it's one of those things where, like you said, we don't have any activities to do, this is a fun way. We've tried to keep it very simple. Like, it's very all
Yeah, so you have more people participate. This doesn't need to be a six-month research project. This is fun. This is educational. Do it all.
Exactly. And hopefully they'll learn a little bit about, you know, the unique stories and people and organizations from our community and the history that we have of being diverse and supportive, but also, you know, see some of the difficulties and challenges that some of these people have faced, and maybe find some common themes too, you know, how they can connect with that person that they've researched. So yeah, hopefully it's educational but fun, and also, like I said, a creative outlet for kids to kind of produce something in whatever format they want to use.
Now, the toughest question is, who gets to judge all of this? Who is going to be locked in that room with the ballots in front of them, having to sort through all of these wonderful projects?
You know, and we, as a committee, we discussed that too. That it's going to be really challenging. Obviously, you know, kindergartners have a different capacity than, say, 12th graders. But also the different formats, like how do you judge a, you know, a painting next to a
poem? It's all art. It can't be judged.
I know. It really is hard. But we have some volunteers on our committee who will do that, and we have guidelines that we're looking at, a little rubric that, you know, we're looking at, obviously, the quality of the art, but also, you know, is it depicting the subject matter, you know, accurately? Did they share information about who the person was and that sort of thing? So we've got some volunteers who have taken on that very challenging task of trying to evaluate the artwork, but it should be really fun.
Well, it should be fun because it gives kids an outlet as well. Plus, it keeps them connected to our community, keeps them connected to education and stuff. Basically, none of the things they want to do in a summertime. So this is a win-win for the adults,
yes,
for the adults in the community as well. All right, so we're going to have this. Is there a form I need to fill out? Do I need to drop this off somewhere? Tell me about the process of how we get close to June 29th and how this is all going to work out.
Yes, exactly. And it is all on the website and the guidelines, so it's spelled out very clearly. But for physical pieces of artwork, we're having people drop them off at City Hall at the Community and Family Resources Department, which is in Suite 260. It's on the second floor. But, you know, physical artwork, you just take it there between, like, 9 and 5 normal business hours during the week. But then if it's, something that can be submitted electronically, say it's a video or a poem or whatever, there's an email address you can send it to. It's b-artscontest@bloomington.in.gov. It's a little convoluted. like I said, it's all in the guidelines, so you don't have to write them down or remember all of this. But yeah, so there's two ways to submit it, which, you know, again, physical or electronically, which makes it really simple. And then, and you can do it at any point. Like if you wanted to work on it this weekend, you could take it in next week and we'll hold it and keep track of it. And then we'll judge them, after everything's submitted after June 29th, we'll judge them and then we'll notify everybody, you know, if they won or if they didn't win. But, everyone, you know, is encouraged to attend the reception and come see the exhibit. And then that'll be open to the public too.
As a, in addition to adding this to your resume as a youth growing up, are there any prizes available for the winning pieces, or is it just the status of hanging it for the for a quarter in the Monroe County History Center?
Yeah, there are prizes, and I mean, I think that, like you said, it is kind of cool, especially for I think, you know, high schoolers who are thinking about, you know, resumes and college applications and all of that sort of stuff. To win this would be pretty cool. So there will be a certificate. We're looking at possibly even getting like a proclamation from the city and or county.
Very nice.
Maybe a combo thing. Yeah, so they'll get a certificate, but then we are also actively seeking donations for prize packs. So we've already got several lined up that we're going to sort of, you know, and obviously kindergartners might not want the same thing as the seniors in high school.
No, they want candy.
You know what? Good point. Maybe we'll get a bunch of cookies and cupcakes and things. And
the younger kids will think that's the greatest prize ever.
Yeah, you're right. Just put a whole bunch of candy bars in a bag, and then they'll be like ready to go. You know what? Actually, that's a good point, though. If anyone is interested in donating to the prize pack, we'd be happy to accept your donations. But we're reaching out for fun stuff that kids really would be interested in having, and you know, have a substantial little prize for each winner.
Have you voted early yet, or do you vote on Election Day?
You know what? I'm a vote on Election Day type of gal. I like the feeling of going in the
rush
and seeing all the workers, and yeah, love it. Yeah,
trying to find a parking spot, trying to figure out where your precinct is and ready to go.
Dude, I'm so lucky. It's right next door at the school. I mean, I live right next to the school, and I just walk right down there early in the morning and cast my ballot and walk right back. It's great.
It's just that easy. All right, sounds good. What else is happening in Warren Land? Everything else good?
Yeah, everything is
You ready
good.
For summer? We got another month, but it feels like it's right around the corner.
Oh, glass. My girls are asking me every day, how many days left? How many days of school left? And so we've got the countdown going on. And, yeah, we're pumped. I'm already thinking about we need to make a list. We need to make a list of our things we absolutely must do, our sort of to-do list for the summer. Yeah, so we're getting pumped about it.
Yeah, you should be. And now the weather actually feels like spring. It's a little easier to get revved up about all that stuff going on. We want to talk to you next month before, obviously, this gets too close to the deadline. So put that on your calendar. We'll do that. And give me the website one more time so people can at least get started and start thinking aloud about putting this project together.
Love it. Absolutely. It's bloomington.in.gov/bicentennial.
Excellent. Oh, I forgot to ask you, you doing Lemonade Day again?
I know, yes. Jim keeps asking me that, too. We're planning on it. I haven't signed up yet, but I'm planning on doing it because the girls, it's a blast. They have a good time, so I'll keep you posted on that.
After melting and getting severe sunburn last year, we're all for coming by your stand again. We'll see if we can
we can work on
all of that. All right, sounds good. Thanks for your time, as always, and we hope this is a big turnout. It's a great idea. It's a great project, wrapping the bicentennial, wrapping our history into the youth. That's what you should be doing. Good stuff. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Glass. Thanks for
All right,
time.
We'll talk soon. Don't worry. We'll get some activities rolling here. And enjoy your first day of summer, summer part one, starting Monday the 7th after Indiana graduates. Good job, Jules. Thanks.
Thanks, Glass.
Julie Warren checking in here on a Friday morning. Busy times. I have posted on our Facebook page, WGCLradio.com, all of the information about the Bicentennial Arts Contest from the press release from the city of Bloomington. So all of your links and phone numbers and all that are right there. All you have to do is follow us at WGCL Radio. That's it. No secret handshakes, no annual fees. We try not to waste your time on there. The internet has plenty of other places that can waste your time. We try to give you some pertinent information and stuff that we're doing to let you know about what's going on there.